I'm gonna go just 1/5 of my sermon. I want to just say this, that I had this, maybe in the few minutes I have, I'll give you what I feel in my spirit for this first service. If we are God's people and Christ is in me, the hope of glory, what struck me as I studied the scripture this week, Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Are you there? So if Christ is the head, then we are his body. Does it make sense? So if Christ is the head and I am his body, will I want to have my whole body healthy? And the answer is yes. And then I started to think about this, but Lord, why is it that if you are the head and we are the body and you are living inside of us, why is it that sickness can still also reside with us? And the Lord answered me so gently. He said this, he said, it's simply not how it's supposed to be. It's a foreign thing for you. You should not be sick. Because when I made you, when I saved you, I didn't just save your spirit. I paid for your soul and I paid for your body. Because salvation includes all three. And then the Lord just said this to me. He said, you know, sometimes we want to honor the sickness and we should dishonor the sickness and honor the Lord. And the Lord gave me a sentence. This was his sentence. He says, don't honor the pain. Don't honor the pain. If you honor the pain remains. Dishonor the pain, because it's not how I made you. It's not what I've created for you. I've made your whole spirit, soul, and body. And then the Lord took me into, and I know there's a lot to say about that, and that's why I won't be able, I'm not even going to go into it this morning in the first service. But I wanted to say this, is that if I'm his body and I'm his focus of his love, then all of his interest is in me. In other words, God doesn't find glory in me not being well. Does that make sense? Because it's his reputation on the line, not mine. Because he made the promise, not me. And then it also means that if he is the healer, as he says he is, which he is, by the way, then it's not up to me, it's up to him. And I understand it's faith and all of that. And we have to have faith, no doubt about that. We have to have faith in God. But I think sometimes we have got more faith in the issue than faith in God. More faith in the problem than faith in the Lord. And I felt as I was thinking about this, the Lord said to me, tell my children that all of their theology has to start with I'm good. Can I say that again? All our theology has to start that God is good. Then on the basis of that, we build the rest. But we can't replace the first part of it and say he is not good. No, he is good. Because we know that the problem is not on his side. Can I say that again? The problem is never on his side. He is good. He's faithful, he's just, he's merciful, he's kind, he's compassionate. He's the ever-loving God. He does never change, he never shifts. And maybe in part of this, and again, I'm going to just make this very short. If God, I want you to listen to me carefully. If God is enthroned upon the praises of his people, then who's enthroned upon the criticism of his people? Are you there? And what I realize is this, is that God wants his praise back. God wants the worship back. One day you and I will have this awesome privilege of worshiping the Lord with the saints that went before us, with the elders, with the cherubims, with the seraphims, with the created beings. Heaven is going to be full of worship. And we get to worship him here. And one of the things I felt the Lord say to me, he said, how do you enter my gates? You enter my gates with thanksgiving and with praise. He said, the gates are open. The invitation has been sent. But now your part is the thanksgiving and the praise. Because whatever you worship over, you conquer. Can I say that again? Whatever you worship over, you conquer. Last thoughts in this first service is that God is looking, and I thought about it and you can put it up for me, Songs of Songs, chapter number 4, verse number 7. And I asked the Lord, I said to the Lord, Lord, give me a scripture that I can tell this church this morning, how are you feeling about them? Because I understand the principles, I understand the promises at times, and I understand how many times you and I, we wanna think that God's a principle-based God. And we wanna make it all about the principle. If we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then He will. Well, I wanna honestly say to you, I've seen God do stuff where nobody really prays. I've seen the Lord heal people with zero faith in the room. So it must be that the Lord has got a heart towards His people. Are you there? That doesn't mean we can't contend. That doesn't mean we don't fight the fight of faith. That doesn't mean we, and by the way, you'll only be in a fight if you are in the faith. It doesn't mean that we don't need to contend. No, none of that. But if the Lord is who He says He is, then there's a deeper thing that you and I need to understand about the Lord. Come on, anybody with me? And so I said, Lord, give me a scripture. I want you to express yourself to me. Tell me how you feel, because I know you're a person and as much as what you are God. You're a man, God, God, man. And the Lord said this to me very, very simply. He said, Songs of Solomon, chapter number 4, verse number 7. You are all fair, my love. Can you guys please choose the translation that I send you? I have a better translation than that. It says this, you are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Can I read that again for you? Guys, fix that at the back, please. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. And there is no flaw in you. You are altogether lovely, my darling, and there is no flaw in you. And when I read that, it jumped into my spirit again. Jesus is in love. I'll say it again. Jesus is in love. He's not gonna be in love. He's not in love because we're gonna do things right. He's not in love because you have a tick list that you fulfill. No, Jesus is in love. And because He is in love, He sees us as pure. He sees us as flawless. And He sees us as beautiful. And then the Lord said these words to me yesterday morning as I was praying. He says, most of my people don't see themselves as flawless. And because they don't see themselves as flawless, they are projecting religion on other people. Because you can only love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see, if you see yourself as somebody that needs to fulfill a lot of to-dos and to-don'ts, then you're going to project that on everybody that's around you. If you're going to see yourself as somebody that has got shortcomings and somehow there's a cycle and there's a generational curse and all of these things, I understand all of that stuff more than anybody in this room. But one thing I'm more convinced of than anything else is the love of God. Because I've never seen in 17 years of ministry, I've never seen a devil stay when the love of God is poured out. I've never seen, and as I was thinking about this, the Lord says, oh, you're altogether lovely. You're flawless in my eyes. I love you. That is why I see you flawless. I said, Lord, but what about this and what about that? He said, give it, there's no buts, it's just flawless. And so, here's the bottom line, and here's what I can say a lot this morning in this, but I will not honor the Spirit of the Lord in this service if I preach on. Because it's sometimes not the songs we sing, nor is it the words we preach. It's many times just a manifestation of the person. I want to ask you a question. Is God pleased of activity or proximity? I've got three beautiful girls. None of them can cut the grass. But they can wash dishes. Right? When am I the most pleased? Think about it. I just want you to think of me. It's awesome if they wash the dishes. I really appreciate it. Because in our house, we don't go to bed with a dirty house. It's kind of just a rule for us. So I really, 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 really appreciate them when they wash the dishes. Do you know what I appreciate more? What touched me deeply is when my 18-year-old sits on my lap and she just says, "I love you, Dad." I want to ask you a question again. Or my 8-year-old comes and sits with me. My 70-year-old comes and sits with me. Am a father pleased because they do? Or is a father the most pleased just by proximity? Because when is the dad the most pleased? I can promise you they can wash 1,000 dishes. I will not appreciate it as much as just when they come and sit and be. This world is tired of people telling them what they should do. This world wants to see a people that presents the one that loves deeply. My eyes be as bold as say to you in this first service, you can just climb onto Abba's lap and stay. It's okay. You are His delight. You are His delight. Are you getting that? What we should do with most Christians is we should take their heads. We should wash them clean of everything they think they know about church and God. And once we scrub them properly of jick, because some people need a deep scrubbing. They think they know God. They think they know everything about tithing. They think, the kerk is so and the church is like this. No. You don't know nothing. Shh. Hush, or you're going to bleed on somebody else that is innocent. Shh. And be in love. And let the power of God then manifest. Yeah. May I remind you this morning, the greatest act of love was not a man shouting on a cross. The greatest act of love was a son still silent on a cross. And one day, and even now, He's not sitting as the lion on the throne. He's sitting as a lamb. He's not called the Lion of Judah on the throne. He's called the Lamb of God on the throne. Why a lamb? Because forever and ever and ever and ever, for all eternity, every tribe, tongue, nation, creed, black, white, Indian, everybody will know that it's because of His mercy and because of His great love and because of His great grace that we are here. And we will look at that Lamb and we will say, "Blessed be the Lamb of God that was and is to come. Blessed be the one that sits upon the throne." And you and I will cry out to Him day in and day out for all eternity, but not as a lion, as a lamb amongst His people. And we will know that we should have been the sacrificial lambs, but none of us have been the sacrificial lambs. There was a lamb that came. His name was Jesus Christ. And He took our sins and He took our diseases and He took it upon Himself. It's no longer ours to carry. No shame, no blame, no guilt, no condemnation, no cancer, no rheumatoid arthritis. Nothing but the awesome supernatural expression of a love of God. Come on. I'm done preaching. I'll tell you another testimony. I sat with one of my good friends this week. This boy had a condition in his legs. And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do for him. Nothing. He is going to die slowly. Send him home. Can do nothing for him. My friend said this. He said, but how can this be? God, you made him perfect. Now sickness came and wants to disrupt the story. And he said out of his heart, he said, I cannot receive that report. And his boy, small like that, said to the doctor, I don't care what you're saying. I've not been made like that. Small boy like that. I'm not made like that. I'm not made, and I've got no interest to hear what you've got to say. Walked out, small boy. They did one operation on him, and the Lord started to create and recreate everything. Now the only evidence of any diagnosis ever is just a small cut. That's it. Don't tell me it doesn't heal. Don't tell me it doesn't heal. I want to encourage you. I'm going to pray corporately this morning again for you. But there's a desperation that needs to come under us. I was Thursday night. I was at another church in a very, very obscure place in our country. Very obscure. Inside were a group of people that have nothing material. Nothing. Zero. I mean nothing. But the hunger for God was tangible in the building. The hunger for Jesus was so tangible. These people were screaming out to God. And I looked around me, 2,000 people, materially nothing, but desperate for Jesus. 10 minutes, 20 minutes into the service, Jesus came. You could hear devils screaming, people shouting, Jesus healing. Nothing in the natural, everything in the spiritual. And may I be as polite to say it sometimes? We have everything sometimes in the natural. But we become dry in the spiritual. I sat there, I said, Jesus, help us please. May I never lose my hunger. I say that boldly this morning to your church. May you never lose your hunger. May you never come to the place where you say, I figured it out. No, you've figured nothing out. It's sheer grace. I want to give you a prophetic word this morning. That sickness will not stay. It shall go. Will leave. On His authority. Won't you stand? Everybody stand. If you have any sickness in your body this morning, I want you to lift your hand. Any sickness, lift your hand high. High, high, high. High, high, high. Jesus, I want the body of Christ I want you just to keep that hand high. Church, quickly look around you. These people's hands are up. I want you to put hands on them. Minister healing. Come, everybody's healers. Come on. I want nobody without a person. Father, this morning, we speak your healing power over bodies. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you heal. I thank you, Lord, that you heal. I thank you, Lord, that you heal. Jesus, we speak healing. We speak healing. We speak healing. We speak healing. This womb shall be touched. This womb shall be touched. Salvatore. Pray with me. Say, Father God, we thank you that in this moment is healing for my body, purchased by the blood. Thank you, Lord, that in this morning that you give me new organs in my body, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for new organs. Oh, Jesus is giving organs, church. Receive it. 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 Save me, Jesus. Thank you for healing my blood. Lord Jesus, thank you for healing my nervous system. Jesus, thank you for healing my lymph node system. Church, listen to me. Say, Jesus, I give away my grief. Church, there's people right now, you have to give the grief away. There's grief that needs to go. 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 Say me, Father, I forgive. Church, there's people that you need to forgive. Forgive them and let them go. Listen to me. Forgive them and let them go. They did not know what they were doing. There's a healing power in forgiveness. I want you to say that person's name out loud. You say that name. You let them go this morning. No more time in your heart. No more time in your spirit. No more time in your body. You say, come on. That's Susie. You say, Susie, I forgive you in Jesus' name. That's Martha. You say, Martha, I forgive you in Jesus' name. Johnny, if it's John, you say, John, I forgive you in Jesus' name. If it's Alberta, you say, Alberta, I forgive you in Jesus' name. Come on. Whatever is in the light cannot be in the darkness. Let it out. Just let it out. It's good this morning to let it out and to forgive them. They didn't know. And even if they did know, still forgive them. Still forgive them and let them go. Come on. I want you to say that out loud. Out loud. I want you to receive an assignment this morning. And this is the assignment. Will you all become professional healers? Is that okay? What does that mean? It means you lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. This is the words of the Master. It's not they can recover. They shall recover. And please note, he didn't say go and pray for healing. He said go and heal. That means he's backing the assignment. Right? want you to lift your hands. I want to pray for you for boldness. Because this week you're going to go and cast out devils. You're going to heal the sick. You're going to raise the dead. Raising the dead is easy because it's not you doing it. Doing miracles is easy. It's not you doing it. I love what Smith Wigglesmith has got to say. He says, when I don't see God move, I move God. Because it's His reputation, not mine. Right? So lift our hands. Come on, I want to pray for you for boldness. Father, I pray for boldness this morning to come over my people. They'll fear no man, no devil, no sickness, no pestilence. I pray for new veracity to come upon them, Lord. They will go into this week and heal and cast out and restore people's lives back to the original intent. Father, I pray for a spirit of revelation to come upon them. Lord Jesus, we claim back. Oh my God, we claim back sevenfold. Every tear, every doctor's bill, every medicine we took, Lord, we claim those bills back in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I claim every rand, every money paid for whoever, whatever, we claim that back in this day in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we claim back time spent next to hospital beds. We claim back times, Lord, spent at grave sites. Father, we claim that back in this day in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we draw that line. It's by the blood. It's by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ that we declare, Lord, that we will be whole. We will be well, spirit, soul, and body, and that every particle of who we are shall be healed in Jesus' name. But Father, we claim that back in this morning, not by our efforts, but by the blood of the Lamb. If you believe that, if you need that reclaiming to happen in your life, come. Jesus is better than an insurance policy. He gives it by His blood. I'm serious. I don't know about you, but I've sat next to too many hospital beds. I will not sit anymore. Neither will you. Are you there? Come on, do you say amen? Father, I want to pray over my people this morning. Long life. Long life. They will enjoy 120 years on this planet. Long life. Long life. Good health. Prosperous health. Their souls will prosper. Their minds will prosper. Their money will prosper. In every area of their life, they shall enjoy the fatness of God, the joy of the Lord. Father, I pray over them that they will be promoted, Lord, unprecedentedly, that they will enjoy Your favor without any reason, that they will be blessed by other people without no reason but the Lord. I pray wherever they go, let money will find them, Lord. Lord, that health will find them, that as they come and as they go, that people will say, these are the blessed ones of the Lord. These are the redeemed ones. These are the favored ones. This I pray in Jesus' name. And you can include that for your kids too. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus some praise. I want to make one announcement. Apostle Stephen can come. I want us this morning, you know, as part of our worship, as we give unto God. Now, people here this morning, I feel it in the spirit and I hear it. And I say this of no particular insight or reason. But I feel in the spirit, the Lord says, don't retain what's mine. Give to the Lord what belongs to God. Don't be smart in your own eyes and steal your blessing. Right? And I say that as a father this morning, I see it in the spirit. People are retaining. Don't retain. Give it to the Lord because all that you are is the Lord's. Your breath is the Lord's. Yeah? Give it cheerfully. Love the Lord. There will not be one poor person amongst us, I tell you. Nobody will be poor. I don't say that arrogantly. I know my God. You just need to receive it. Are you there? The two announcements from me. We're going to honor the Lord now of our giving. And secondly, I want to invite you to get baptized tonight. already have so many people that are signed up, but I want you to get baptized. If you haven't gotten baptized, tonight's your night. Get baptized. Get rid of that old man. Stand up out of that water as a new man in Christ Jesus. Amen. Can we honor the Lord of our giving? Father, I want to pray over my people this morning. Lord, and I pray that there will not be any among us that does evil in your sight. Father, I pray that there will not be a man or a woman here, Lord, that sins against the Lord. Father, keep us free from sinning against you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray as people sign up for baptism, let the old man be gone and the new man live in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm empowered. It's time to honor the Lord. You can honor the Lord there at the back. You can honor the Lord here in the front. All our digital forms are up. God bless you. We'll see you tonight. Pastor Stefan.